This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For 21 years, Tanisha has suffered both from the pain caused by her sickle cell disease and from the stigma of needing to take strong narcotic medicines, often in high doses, to control her pain. Sickle cell disease is a genetic disease that affects the red blood cells and 5 to 6 times a year causes Tanisha intense bone pain and predisposes her to serious infections. Tanisha has learned the best approach to her pain is to catch it early when it first starts and treat it aggressively with medication. But this requires working with a doctor who knows her and trusts her to report the pain accurately. What typically happens is she can't reach her regular doctor, so she goes to the emergency room, where she waits for hours and hours, all the while the pain growing in intensity. Her pierced nose, tattooed arms, and dark sunglasses speak to the importance that image still plays in her adolescent life. Finally, when it's her turn, she lays still without wincing or crying and tells the doctor that her pain is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She asks for a specific drug, Dilaudid, and a specific dose, 4 milligrams. Many doctors find nothing more off-putting than specific requests from patients for a particular pain medicine. The doctors roll their eyes and examine her body, but they find no outward signs of injury. She gets sent back to the waiting room for another 2 hours. Sickle cell disease causes little sort of tiny strokes in the bones where red blood cells block the flow of blood to bone tissue. There's nothing a doctor can see by looking at the body. Because of concerns about addiction and a failure to believe the patient, her doctors prescribed her tiny doses of pain medicine. This, despite their ability to see her past medical records, which clearly documented her need for high doses of medicine. The doctors didn't trust the records. They assumed the earlier doctors must have just been softies. Many studies speak to how poorly we manage people with sickle cell pain. Tanisha thinks this is because those affected are black. She explains her theory that if this disease affected white people, there would already be a cure. The doctors standing by her bed try to talk to her, but the loud music playing through her iPod earbuds block out their voices. She's just trying to distract her brain, but her bad girl image is confirmation to the doctors that she must be drug-seeking. It's bad enough to have a disease that causes severe pain and requires large doses of narcotics, but to also suffer from injustice and discrimination. I think what's needed is for doctors to walk for a day or two in the shoes of a person with sickle cell disease. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.